I've been over this last week. I know Pastor Danielle was weaning off things and getting ready for the fast. Me, I was like eating everything. Eat whatever I can't eat in these next 10 days. Popcorn, 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 potato chips, hot chips, all those things. Like right now, I'm going to be doing it today as well. Because, you know, I don't really like fasting, but I love the effects of fasting. It just makes your senses, even physically, so alive. Like I can smell things like so far away. That's sometimes a gift, sometimes it's not a gift. But I can, I can hear. But it's not just my physical senses, it's my spiritual senses come to life. I start to dream more. It's already started. The last 2 days, I've had two dreams, God dreams, both nights. It's because I've already set my mind ready to fast. I've already set my mind. Once I make a decision, takes me a while, but once I've set my mind, I'm ready. Set your mind to fast. If you want to see change in your life, let's get and be a part of the fast. Like we are encouraging everyone to do like the Daniel fast. The Daniel fast, I mean, it's pretty easy to remember, like no meat, no bread, yeah, no sweets. I can do without sweets, but meat and bread, but it's mainly eating fruit and vegetables and drinking juice and water. I'm going to be hitting my ginger shots again. I love them. That's like my little treat, a ginger shot. It's like a big chunk of ginger and a half an apple, and you put it in a blender, and then you just knock it back. It's a great way to start the day when you're on a fast. Like, woo, right there. Good tip for you while you are fasting. You're going to love that. Go the ginger shots. But we've got a slide coming up with on it. You can use that QR code. It's got more details about, you know, how you can fast. It's got a video on there of Pastor John interviewing David. So you can do that to get more resources. And coming up, we have a night of prayer and worship. Whoa, I'll talk a little bit about that later. So that's this Tuesday. You got to be there. And then next week, another prayer meeting. So you can take that down now. So it intensifies prayer. That's what fasting does. It intensifies things. I've had so many personal breakthroughs when I've fasted. I've fasted with people. I've fasted corporately. I've fasted by myself. I mean, one of the fasts, I did a 40-day fast by myself for family restoration. I was just praying for my family that they would come to know Jesus. And at the end of that fast, I had 22 people come to church on that day. 22. When we fast, it intensifies, you know, like those crosshairs. That's what it is. It intensifies prayer. I've had fasts where I did water only for 1 week. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've done that twice. Don't really recommend it, but anyway. But sometimes the level of your fast needs to go to the level of the obstacle. And this obstacle was massive. I was praying for my mother's salvation. She was actually anti-God, would not, like, just hated even talking about it. And anyway, at the end of that week, I had a vision of her being on the altar, giving her heart to Jesus. And on that Sunday, she did this, just that. That is the power of fasting. That's what fasting can do. What is it? What are you praying for? You know, if you haven't made up your mind yet about what you're fasting for, I want you to, throughout this, think about, what am I believing for? What is going to be in my crosshairs during this fast? So who's fasting? Come on, people. Yeah, you know it. Many people. I'm going to love fasting with you all. And when we fast, talking about praying for friends and family, Easter is coming up. It is. I know, it's coming up. We've got Good Friday service where everyone gets like free hot cross bunnies and coffee. Is the coffee free as well? I don't know. Like that's what could be. I don't want to give the wrong advert out here, but I'm thinking like, oh, okay. Yeah, Good Friday. And then Sunday, same times, 9 a.m., 5 p.m. There is a lot happening. Yeah, there is free coffee. There is free coffee right there. For you coffee drinkers, have you got ginger shots? Oh, I'll have my own then. But yeah, there's a lot happening over Easter, but one of the main things is we are praying for our friends and family to come during the fast, and it's a great time. People are very open to coming at Easter. So think about it now. I've already invited my hairdresser again. and I actually met someone that I hadn't seen for 20 years on Friday because I'm already praying into Easter. So I'm praying, I'm catching up with her Friday, but I'm praying that I will get her along to Easter. So this is what we want to do at Easter. We've got a great message happening. There's lots of things for the kids. There's crafts. We've got a balloon inflatable thing out there. Lots of great things for families. So invite families, invite your friends. Well, woo! Well, there you go. That's all happening. So we are going to pray right now. Let's close our eyes. I thank you, Father, that you're here. I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, oh, that in this moment that you'll speak to people, that your word, Father, is sharp, it's powerful, it's alive, it stirs us up. Father, I just pray that reveal to us what we need to know today. I thank you, Father, for your blessing and favor over each person. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. 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 Well, the theme for this year is... Oh, whoa. Okay, I'll give you another chance. What is it? That's very good. Devoted to hospitality. Well done. And I'm loving this theme. Like, one thing that I'm doing personally is once a month on a Sunday after church, I'm having people over for lunch. Just happens to be today, actually, because I'm going to make sure I eat today, right? Fasting tomorrow. I was thinking about doing it next Sunday, but that's just not going to work. So today is the day. The other thing I'm doing once a month on a Friday, I invite people over to my place that don't come to church. So that's part of my just getting to know people better and them getting to know me better. So, yeah. So the theme, yeah, is devoted to hospitality, but it comes from a scripture in Acts 2:42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. So disciples, they are devoted to the word of God. That's the apostles' teaching. They're devoted to the people of God. That's fellowship and sharing of meals. And they are devoted to God's presence, which is prayer. Today, I'm talking about being devoted to prayer. I'm so excited because, yes, I just do love prayer, like devoted to prayer. My journey in prayer, I first gave my heart to God in 2003. I didn't pray much. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know if God even listened to me, to tell you the truth. And my main prayer used to be during grace. Yeah, you know, thank you for my finances, for my health, for all the people around that. Like, yeah, honestly, that was my prayer, was that grace time, just that meal time. And that was it. And then at the end, I'd say, and bless the food. That was my prayer. And I think it has been a journey. I always thought, you know, I knew the Lord's Prayer. I used to say that parrot fashion, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I knew that a lot because the church that I went to when I was a little kid, if you confessed, you'd have to go out and say so many Our Fathers. And boy, that's how I learned that one off by heart. So anyway, so I knew that prayer, but I would say the words and they meant nothing to me. They weren't heartfelt when I said it. It was just like words to me. There was no actual anything behind it. So I used to think prayer was hard and it had to be done in a certain way. I would listen to people pray, like Kim today. I'd listen to people like Kim pray and I'd think, wow, I can't do that. It just seemed like way off, way, 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 way off. I didn't know what to do. But you know what? I found out that prayer is just talking with God. It's asking him, you know, to meet your needs or someone else's needs. It's praising him. It's thanking him. It's committing things to him. That's what prayer is. And one of the greatest invitations to prayer was spoken to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet, and he lived in a time in history when things were going really bad in Israel. Jeremiah, he spent most of his life actually warning the Israelites, his people, of severe judgment, of the severe judgment of Israel, if they did not repent, turn from their evil ways and return to God. So that's what most of his messages were telling them, that you guys are doing evil things. You need to stop it. You need to turn back to God. That was what Jeremiah was doing. He was hearing from God. He was sharing the message. That's what a prophet does. So, but they didn't like the message that Jeremiah had to give them. And so Jeremiah was persecuted, and people actually called for the king at the time, who was Zedekiah, to put Jeremiah in prison. So while Jeremiah was in prison, and he was, you can imagine, he's in prison. I mean, they're not like prisons now, I'm sure, but I don't even know whether you got food. But he's in prison. He was down. You know, he hears from God. He gives that message, like, God, like, what are you doing? I'm telling them your message that you've given me, and now I'm in prison. So it's not a great time for him. And God speaks to him in Jeremiah 33:3, and says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things that you do not know. So Jeremiah, he might have been lonely. He might have been uncomfortable in prison, but God encourages him that he can be in God's presence anywhere and at any time. So that's an important lesson for us. You know, there might be solid walls, there might be bars, there might be chains and other barriers, but that shut us out from the world, but none of them can ever shut us out from God. Nothing. Nothing can shut us out from praying, and nothing can shut us out from hearing God. So we're devoted to prayer. We are. So I've just got a couple of things that have helped me during my prayer journey. The first one is, in that scripture it says, call to me. The first one is, ask God. Ask God. If you've got something that's going on, you need to ask God. In Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. But you need to ask. And don't just ask, like, ask big, bold, audacious prayers. He's a big God. Our God is big. I've seen God do big things. I've seen him help a guy that a tree fell on him and his back was severed. And he got out of that bed and walked out of hospital. I haven't seen that, sorry. My grandfather prayed for a person that happened to. I know a person that happened to. God can do big things. He was going to be paralyzed for the rest of his life. God has done big things in your life. He's done big things. So let's not pray little baby prayers. Let's pray prayers. Don't just pray for help. Pray to be healed. Don't just pray to add. Pray for multiplication. Don't just pray for a few things. Pray for more than enough. Ask big, bold prayers. Ask and you will receive. So, and we don't have to live with worries and anxieties. No, we can ask God to lift the burdens off us. We can ask God to release us from debt. We can ask God to restore our relationships. We can ask God to heal our bodies. We can ask God to bring our family to know him. We can ask him. We can ask him these things. You cannot ask anything too much, and you can't ask too often. So just keep asking. Keep asking, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. That's how I pray. I'm not taking some prayers off my list until it happens, until I receive it. I'm just going to keep on asking. And see, prayer doesn't have to be correct. It doesn't have to be in a certain way. It doesn't have to be eloquent, just as well, hey? And it doesn't have to be lots and lots of words. You know, some people, they can pray like for 10 minutes straight, and you think like, whoa, it doesn't have to be like that. Right. One of my best prayers is when I was in a car accident and I cried out to God and said, help me. That was it. Yeah. Help me. It doesn't have to be a lot of words. It doesn't have to be awesome. God knows you. He knows you. He knows what you think. He knows how you think. He knows what you say. You might think no one will understand what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be. He knows you. Yeah. He knows you. So it doesn't have to be a lot of words. And it doesn't even have to be loud. Believe it or not, it doesn't. Just passionate and from the heart. I remember years ago, I partially tore my Achilles. And I was in so much pain. I was like crying. I'd hurt, and I just couldn't hardly move. I couldn't move my leg. I couldn't lie. I couldn't stand. And I went inside, and I'm yelling out because I wasn't sure if my son was home. This was years ago. And I'm like, are you there? Are you there? I need prayer. I'm yelling at him. Come and pray for me. It was not exciting. But I was in that much pain. I'm like, pray for me, because I just couldn't pray for myself. And he's pretty quiet, This son, you might know him. He's a man of few words. So anyway, he comes around and I'm yelling at him like, pray for me, I'm in lots of pain, pray for me. So he just puts his hand on me and he goes, thank you, Jesus, heal mum and take away the pain. That was it. You know, and at first I'm like, I know, I'm a shocking mother, believe me. Anyway, I've grown. It's okay, people. But anyway, but then I realized the pain was gone. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be the right way. It's God. God does the healing. Cool? So that's my first point is ask. Ask God. Second one is call. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things you do not know. The second one is listen. Listen to God's wisdom and guidance. We can ask, but you got to listen. I'm not sure about you, but I have had phone calls. Don't worry, it's not to anybody in this room, even to do with our church, all right? Just making that clear. And I'll call, and then the whole time they talk. Blah, 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 blah. And then they'll even ask me a question. And I'll go to answer, and then they're blah, 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 blah. Then they ask me another question, and I'll go to answer, and they're blah, 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 blah. They just keep talking. And the moment that they're quiet, I'm like, blah, 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 to try and get out all the answers that I was giving. I mean, I don't know, have you ever had a call like that? Don't look at people, that's just not cool. Not cool, people. So that call, I remember God speaking to me about that. I mean, I used to think, oh, that's just so flipping annoying, just annoying. And I remember God speaking to me, this a while ago, saying, oh, that's what it's like listening to you. Honestly, he's just so not cool sometimes. I'm like, whoa, nasty. It was one of the things that really made me understand that here I was going to God in my prayer time, because I'm doing my prayer time every day. I'm like, you know, woo, shouting the house down, like, yee-hoo, woo, woo, woo. Get my list out now. Woo, 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 woo. Getting into it. And then, oh, time's up, slap. Off we go. That was it. Not at any time did I used to listen to what God was saying. When we ask him, what is he saying? When we ask him, what is he saying? Because honestly, we will hear way more than we can think in our little minds ourselves. Believe me, it's happened to me. So we need to listen to God. We need to listen to him, not just ask. Don't just in your quiet time think, oh, time's up. Don't have time for you to say anything, God. No, you ask, you listen. You ask, you listen. And then when you hear something, you write it down. Let's honor God. I have to write it down because I would forget. What, by the time I... you know, the day is gone and lots of things have happened. If I don't write it down, what God has said to me, I would have forgotten. That's why let's honor him. When he speaks to us, let's honor him. If you have a dream, let's write it down. Honor him. We want to honor him and what he says to us. So we ask and we listen. Like, because it's not just about making requests. That's not all. Let God speak to your heart encouragement. Let God speak to your heart comfort. Let God speak to your heart correction. Yeah, you've heard one of mine. Yeah, correction and direction. So there's lots of different ways to hear from God. Like I mentioned some through dreams and prophecies and visions and pictures. And like some people have heard the audible voice of God. But the most that people hear and the most that way that I hear is God's inner voice, his whisper to my heart. It can come like a thought or it end also through his word, the Bible. That's probably the number one way that God has spoken to me, through his word, because his word is powerful. So I went through a time where I was struggling with family, and finances, and the struggle with family had to do with finances. And I'd been praying, and I'd been praying, God, I can't work this out. I cannot work this out. I don't know how this is going to work out and not upset everyone. Like, I can't do it. Like, I just don't think it can be done. Right. Anyway, I'm reading the Bible that day, and I get Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And I'm thinking, smarty pants. Like, here am I saying, nah, it can't work out. He's saying, all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So I started to think, well, I need to pray that. I need to pray that scripture. And then that night I had a dream. And in my dream there was like a aeroplane that, you know, those aeroplanes that write in the sky? And it wrote two scriptures in the sky, Romans 8:28, the one that I've just said, and then one from Proverbs that says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no sorrow to it. So those two scriptures became my two scriptures. I wrote them down, and I would pray those scriptures, which brings me to my next. Number one is ask God. Number two, listen to God's wisdom and guidance. Number three is pray the word of God. Pray the word of God. I would pray those two scriptures, and believe it or not, like believe it, it worked out. It worked out. It worked out with my family. Everyone was happy. Finances were happy, and my family were happy. Because when we pray, when we look to the word of God, when we speak his word and we pray his word, it does work out. In Jeremiah 23:29, it says, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. His word's like a fire. It brings warmth, but it's like a hammer. It also, you know, a hammer's not an ornament. It's a weapon. It brings discipline. It brings correction. It's able to crush things of the, like, resistance, stubborn things. It can get rid of it. We can do that. We can do that when we ask, when we listen, and when we pray the word of God. So right now, I just want you to stand to your feet. If I can have the band up, that'd be awesome. We are going to pray the word of God. I want you to start thinking, like, did God speak to you during this time? Or you might have already worked out a scripture that God has for what you're praying for. If you're praying for your finances, there's lots of scriptures in the Word of God that talk about blessing and favor on your finances. If you're praying for restoration, there's lots of scriptures in the Bible for that. There's lots of scriptures for everything, for healing, for salvation. But I just get that sense that that canon today, they are turning. And those crosshairs are coming in and zeroing in on what you're praying for. I can see it. There might be mountains in your life, and they might be good mountains where something that you're reaching out for, or it might be mountains that are obstacles. But mountains will melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. So if I could ask our ministry prayer team to come out, we're going to start praying very soon. But there are specific things as well. I mean, you can come out, everyone can come out for prayer, for breakthrough, but I believe that God is here. I saw like someone buying a house. Do you know what? And it's been like year after year after year after year after year, believing. But that cannon is zeroing in, and rivers of living water are coming out of that cannon to melt it like wax in the name of Jesus. If you need healing in your body, oh, you need to get in the rivers of living water. That cannon is coming, and it's zeroing in, and rivers are coming out that brings healing and life. Rivers of living water. If there's a major decision, I just see paperwork and major decisions that need to be made, and no decision has been made yet because you don't know what to do. If that's you, let the cannon zero in. Rivers of living water. I see breakthrough. for prodigals, people who have been praying for their family, for their friends, for years, year after year. That cannon is zeroing in. Rivers of living water. We'll see rivers of living water. So if you're any of those things or you need a breakthrough, I just want you to come forward as we worship God. The rest of us can worship God. But if you need breakthrough in your life for a house, if you need breakthrough in your life for salvation, if you need breakthrough in your life for family, if you need breakthrough in your life for decision making, you need some wisdom, you can ask God. You can come now and our band will...